Well, unbeknownst to me, Gwydir Street is home to the first ever hedgehog highway. And this week is Hedgehog Awareness Week. So I thought, really need to find out some more of this. I'm joined on the line by the council's local nature reserve officer, Vic Smith. Hi, Vic.
Hello.
Explain to me, what is a hedgehog highway and how did we manage to have one in Gwydir Street?
Hedgehog highways are a really good way of connecting everybody's gardens together so hedgehogs can then freely roam around the area. So we've kind of isolated that hedgehogs need to be able to move around as a really important part of their lifestyle. So the best thing that we could do in an urban setting is to open up everybody's gardens so they're connected to each other, which then opens up the whole habitat for hedgehogs to be able to move around and forage and nest and find a mate in that area.
Okay, and do we have a lot of hedgehogs around the area, do you know?
So last summer we decided to do a bit of a hedgehog survey just in the city in general. So we'd had a few reports, we weren't sure exact numbers or even like hotspots of where they might be. And then we had one night in Millrose Cemetery and we saw quite a few. So then we were like, this seems to be like the hedgehog hotspot, surprisingly really, seeing as how urban it is. And then actually the next day I was just cycling down Gwydir Street and they were having their street party. And I realised that they were already quite a strong network of community spirit in their street, obviously. And it would be a really easy way to ask them if they could try and make a hedgehog highway down their street, as in everybody put a hole in their fence so the whole street was connected.
So this does require everybody to take part. You can't sort of say, well, there's a blockage halfway down, they'll have to walk around it.
That's actually the main problem, and some of the residents came up with a really good solution to how we could find out who didn't have a hole in their fence. Yeah, exactly. It does require everyone being on board. Otherwise, yeah, halfway down, it could sort of end the whole connection. So, yeah, it's really important that everybody joins it.
And has this had a good effect? Are you able to measure in any way the sort of the reaction?
Yeah, we're hoping, this summer when we're allowed back out again to really start stepping up the surveying around that area again, and from the residents in the street, because a few of them have got like wildlife cameras and been taking notes. They've even got their own website now recording that, so it's just fantastic. Yeah, we'll get a really good idea.
Lovely. All right, well, we've got one of the residents of Gwydir Street on the line. We'll speak to her in just a moment. First, let's go over to Sophia. Sophia is the organiser, I think it's fair to say, of the Gwydir Street Friends. Hi, Sophia.
Hello, hi. Nice to be speaking with you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Last time I saw you, we were all down at Hot Numbers and it was all really rather lovely. We were all, social distancing wasn't a thing. But Gwydir Street Friends is managing to keep in touch through all this, are you?
Definitely. I mean, so it was around this time last year, we inadvertently started a community group for the street, and we've since been holding regular monthly meetups and exploring how we can cultivate friendship and exchange and collaborate on projects that benefit the street and the community. And even at this time, we're doing online meetups now, which is really exciting that we're able to still get together and catch up in that way. So it's still happening.
Excellent. Well, I haven't been down Gwydir Street for a while because our studios are all shut out, but it has got a lovely feel, hasn't it, Gwydir Street? When we do the street parties and things like that, there is that community spirit already there.
Definitely. It's super vibrant here and everyone's so supportive and we're all very passionate about similar things, and it's a very colourful street, yeah.
So how did you feel then when Vic came along and said, I want to start making holes in all your fences? How did that actually go down?
Great. You know, she dropped me an email and we'd just been talking about, you know, how to green the environment and what we could be doing together in a kind of vision meetup. And so it was perfect timing. And we invited her down to one of our meetups. And so she talked about why it was so important and gave us some tips about how we could set it up. And everyone was like, yeah, great. There were so many questions coming through. So we put a survey out and encourage residents to pledge their support. And we had a really great response. So it was really organic and straightforward to do it, to make it happen.
I mean, I can imagine it from one point of view. If you've got a family and things like that, it's a great way to engage the children and to get them out in the garden and to see just what's happening right under our noses. But I guess as well, you know, you're making a hole in your fence. That's an open invitation to anything, isn't it? I mean, I know that I see a friend of mine, one of our listeners, in fact, who's over the other side of town. She's got hedgehogs coming in, but she seems to have also attracted the foxes now as well. And I think that, so yeah, she's like, oh my goodness, it's starting to become a zoo. It's like a petting zoo now over this corner. Was there any concerns like that amongst the residents?
I think our residents really love wildlife and capturing that. So, you know, even now a resident sharing a photo of hedgehog poo has become an exciting occurrence. So we're really enjoying it. And, you know, there's some fantastic night cam footage now, which people just really enjoying seeing all of that. I mean, we've got a Slack forum even that we have as a community. And one night we had a message from somewhere up the road, oh, I've just seen a fox. And then someone further down, oh, I've seen it come through our garden now. So we could actually trace the wildlife.
Goodness me. So you don't mind the fact that there's other stuff coming around too?
No, I think that's it's that biodiversity and, you know, that encouragement of nature. I think it's really important. And we have so many barriers to wildlife that just being able to break those down and celebrate the local wildlife is really important.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's get the news on the ground with one of the residents of Gwydra Street. We've got Liz is on the line as well. Hello there, Liz.
Hi.
So when this...
I have hedgehogs.
You've got hedgehogs. Yeah, presumably you didn't have anything like this before, or have you seen them from time to time?
I have always had hedgehogs. Sometimes they even came up to the back door and they've joined my barbecues. They're very bold.
Really?
But last year I bought a hedgehog house and I put it in a sort of quiet location at the end of the garden. And somebody gave me a night camera as a present. So I was able to monitor the activity. Last year, I had two regulars. But this year, maybe as a response to the Hedgehog Highway, I've got a lot more. I think I've got at least five.
My goodness.
It's difficult to discern the difference between, you see, to identify them. One's so big it can hardly get through the hole into the hedgehog house.
That's a downside.
And they have different dietary likes and dislikes. Some prefer the sunflower seeds, others prefer the hedgehog biscuits. And I always put water out as well, because I gather that dehydration can be a problem with them.
Right, and is that something that that Vic has helped you? I'll bring you in again, Vic. Is that something that when you do this setup, you've been advising people, have you, on just exactly what the do's and don'ts of this?
Yeah, definitely. Because we want to always say, don't put down milk, because that I think used to be a sort of old wives' tale that people used to do that. So it's definitely cat food, usually chicken they like. I mean, naturally they're insectivores, so they will just eat, you know, beetles and worms and bugs and stuff. But they will have anything that's going, if they're desperate, but they will eat cat food. Also just encouraging people to have like log piles so they can naturally forage for their own insects, wild areas in the garden, things like that. We talked about lots of tips that you can do in your garden just to make it an easier place for them to forage and nest.
Super. And so Liz, is this, you say you got this night cam, is that a good tip for people to get a night cam? Do you see much more that way?
It wasn't too expensive. It was a present, so I wasn't told exactly how much it was, but I think it was between £50 and £60. And it comes on, you can set the timer, so we just record at night. They tend to appear about midnight until about 4 a.m. But the other day I did have a latecomer who obviously was a bit confused and turned up in the daylight. But
really, because they do tend to try and sort of keep out of the way, don't they, at that point?
Yeah. But no, it's hours of entertainment, hours of entertainment. And you notice that they tend to come singly. So one will come and then go away, then another will come and go away. But the other day, one turned up before the other one had left, and there was a bit of a punch-up.
Oh my goodness.
Which is, yes.
So they are quite territorial in that way, are they? A little bit territorial.
Well, no, they're not territorial, but that punch up was probably something to do with reproducing, I would have thought.
Ah, it's that time of year.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Right. Okay. And Sophia, you're saying that if people want to see it, you've got this webcam available.
Yeah, well, we don't have the webcam streaming live at the moment, but we do have some highlights from Liz's footage up there, some other local sightings, and also Vic's top tips for how to help your hogs. That's all on guiderstreet.co.uk/hedgehogs.
guiderstreet.co.uk/hedgehogs. Never thought I'd read that out in life. Right, so Vic, if people, this is obviously number one in Cambridge, and that's great to hear that Guider Street is right up there leading the vanguard on this. If other people want to do it, what sort of steps should they take? Should they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely contact the City Council. So that would either be parks@cambridge.gov.uk, or if you just put in Local Nature Reserve Cambridge, you should get on my website. Also, the Community Engagement Department and the Council can actually come around and put a hole in your fence. I mean...
I can't believe we're doing this.
With a special drill attachment, like a nice, neat, small hole, if you can't do it yourself. And there's lots of advice as well. There's loads of websites out there as well, like Hedgehog Street and the Hedgehog Preservation Society, that's got like tons of stuff.
Fantastic.
There's also lots of good stuff you can do with your kids, like you can make this little footprint tunnel, which is absolutely brilliant. I would recommend that if you've got children. So you sort of put food in the middle and they walk across an ink pad, and then you can see their little footprints and see if you've got hedgehogs present. That's all online as well.
Excellent. All right, well, Sophia, as the organizer for Guider Street Friends, did you ever see this coming, and are you thinking you might do more along these lines?
Definitely. We're talking about making bird houses together, other ways that we can green the street. I think there's so many collaborative things you can do as a community, and it's amazing and surprising how everybody comes together and wants to get on board with it. So I hope we can inspire other streets and communities locally and elsewhere to get involved.
Lovely. And Liz, a final word from you. Is it owl boxes and bat boxes for you as well now, or are you just happy with the hedgehogs?
At the moment, I'm just happy with the hedgehogs, I think.
Well, listen, it's great to hear something, a real good news story for these troubled times. Thank you all for joining us today. And long may the Guider Street Hedgehog Highway continue. Thanks, everyone.